Studios. This is the award-winning After 9 with Scott and Kat.
Powered by Tony Johal, broker at RE/MAX Twin City. Your home sold guaranteed or he'll buy it.
Hello, friends. How are you?
Happy motherfucking Friday.
Oh, shit. Ma, I can't believe
you fucked that right up.
Would you want to start again? Okay.
Ready?
Okay, big intro brought to you by Tony Johal and IKEA.
Happy motherfucking Friday.
You know, we're like 7 seconds into the podcast and you've already hit your F word quota.
I know, I'm done now. I can't say it again. You did mention it's brought to you by IKEA. That's because they have a cool thing going on. It is Black Friday, as most people know. If you're listening to the podcast on Friday, you know this information. It's Green Friday there, and they're trying to help to... Do you use the term recycle?
Hold on a second. Dave, you're here in the studio now, but inevitably you'll be in the car driving. You'll likely have your wife beside you. If you don't want her to hear the IKEA specials that Kat's about to tell you about, pause the podcast right now if you're listening in the car.
I love me some IKEA, but if I have to put together another mom dresser, I'll be very upset.
A what dresser now?
A mom dresser.
Yeah,
you promised me meatballs. What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, this is kind of cool, actually, for today and for tomorrow, too. We should mention tomorrow, the Saturday, the 27th of November, between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're asking for customers to bring gently used home furnishings and electronics, and they're going to be collected, not just for IKEA, who, by the way, is going to try to sell some of the actual IKEA furniture you bring in, resale, so it's going to be cheap for you, but also donate to local community partners.
Oh.
And in exchange, you get $25 off your purchase of $150 or more until December 4th. So if you're going to go to IKEA anyway, bring some furniture that you don't want anymore and you get that as an incentive.
So
I like that because we're recycling things.
When you say recycling, they're not going to like break it up and mash it into sawdust and make a new chair out of it or something. They're going
no.
to repurpose it to people who want a better deal or need something new
exactly.
and don't necessarily want to buy new.
Yeah, like you might have a coffee table and you're like, it just doesn't fit the way I want in my living room. And I'm Scott Fox. I have copious amounts of money, so I'm just going to get rid of this thing. You might as well exchange that for a gift card toward a purchase of a new coffee table, as an example.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I'm glad IKEA is doing that. And since you went there, I will tell you, I used to have a lot of money, but I no longer do. And that's why I'm going to be in court later on this morning.
I know you are. And by the way, there is something fun that we will announce Monday, I suppose, when it does come to IKEA too.
Hey, listen, if you're an After 9 sponsor like IKEA just jumped on and did, you are going to get the VIP treatment. IKEA, everybody. Look for the big blue building with a lot of people in front of it.
Contact Dave Blizzard if you're interested in joining on to the podcast. Right, Dave? You've got lots of time.
Sure, I'm
lots
not
of time.
Busy at all. No, yeah. No. And if you need some help trying to figure out how to put together your Ektorp sofa, just send me a note. I'll try to help.
He's an expert now. Hey, Dave, welcome back. We missed you last week.
Thank you. I did not miss you. Not in a negative way, not in a being a jerk kind of way.
Well, that sounded kind of jerky.
I know I passed my F words, but fuck you.
Yeah, right. Where I was... was much better than doing anything else.
I don't blame you. You got a little R&R, a little vitamin D.
I did. Vitamin D, R&R, put it together. DR, Dominican Republic. You
Beautiful.
See how it works.
I've never been to the Dominican. Would you suggest that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, where though? Because Dominican's one of those countries that certain parts are a lot more sought after than others.
Well, I wouldn't tell you to... you know, go open a store on the beach in Sisua or anything like that. But, like Punta Cana is really nice. That's where I was. It's very touristy, so it's very modernized and they keep up with trends and all that stuff. There's a Subway there. It's weird.
Subway?
Yeah.
In the Dominican?
Yeah, you can eat fresh in the Dominican. I didn't go there. I don't know what they offer. I don't know if there's anything different. Like, I don't know if you can go in and instead of, you know, a bag of baked Lay's, you get mofongo or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
Did you add extra eel to yourself?
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Hold the eel, please. And I've been to Puerto Plata a few times as well, which I loved.
Okay. I actually think Puerto Plata is nice. I know most people don't because they
like...
I don't
know anyone who says that. What do you mean?
They like the white sandy beaches of Punta Cana as opposed to the dark sand beaches of Puerto Plata.
So it's like a Cancun versus Mayan kind of dealio.
Very, very similar.
Gotcha.
So this was your honeymoon that you were on, though, even though you got married like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the pandemic has blocked a lot of people from being able to do things. So this was the time where we're like, okay, like we can make this happen. And I will say the travel was pretty easy. Did a pretty good job with the ArriveCan app and all that kind of stuff. You got to get your negative test to come back.
Where do you do that in the Dominican?
Right at the resort.
Really?
Yeah, they have the doctor on site. They have like a medical like office right there, and you just
did you say doctor with air quotes? Or?
No, it looked
no,
very
a real doctor. Yeah. He had a white coat and everything.
There was a certificate.
Yeah,
was there a certificate?
It didn't print fully.
So Sue like, School of Medicine.
it didn't print fully, so there's like the white line down the middle of the diploma, but it looked good. It looked honest. So, but yeah, they did the test on site. You're supposed to do it 72 hours or within 72 hours before you return home. You have a little bit more to organize as far as like keeping your proof of vaccination ready to go. Mm-hmm. And, like a QR code once you punch in your information and all that kind of stuff. So it is a little bit more to organize. And thankfully my wife handled all of that. So I didn't have to.
Good.
But good woman.
That's why you got
good
married,
woman.
Right? Somebody
that's
else
right.
can do it.
That's great.
I need someone to handle the administrative stuff because I just can't do it. So she would, yeah, she basically just had a folder. Just opened it up, had all the paperwork all built in.
Good.
That would be my suggestion. Don't try to do it with your pockets and just a piece of paper folded up. It becomes messy. But I thought the resort did an amazing job of keeping everything clean. Everything was always wiped down. Everything was always sanitized. The buffet, I say buffet because it's a buffet, but you can't serve yourself. So you hand them your plate.
Oh.
They have somebody working behind the counter with gloves and a mask and everything like that. They pile up whatever you want on the plate, and then they hand it back to you.
Like a school cafeteria or a prison.
Actually, very similar.
Like a prison, yeah.
Very, very similar, yes.
Can you still eat like an asshole? Like, can you still go up there and be like, I'll take every French fry in that pan?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can totally still do that. Now, you may get judged, and people may stop doing that because of the judgment that comes back.
Oh,
but
now there's a fucking guy giving it to me. Now he's going to know that I'm a fat bastard.
Yeah. I bet you it would change the way you eat, though, because you're like, that guy knows I'll go up for fourths. I'm not going up for fourths.
Yeah, this guy's like counting in his head. He's like, 9 pieces of French toast?
Yeah, that's too many.
That's a lot, man. That's a
These
lot.
These fat Americans.
You get to the
I'm not American!
You get to the one end of the line, and they're like handing out diabetes like forms and pamphlets. And stuff just to let you know.
That same doctor with a shitty certificate. Yeah. Like, excuse me, sir.
Just want to let you know all the stuff you just did. Here's some information. Wilford Brimley standing at the end. I'd like to talk to you about diabetes. He's been hired by the Dominican.
What about entertainment? Is there still entertainment? Oh. Can they do that safely?
Yeah. So
okay.
I'll talk specifically about this resort because I've been to several that the entertainment is best described as God bless you for trying.
Good try.
Good
try.
A for effort.
Come see the good try show tonight.
That's right. Let's give it a shot.
It's happening at the lobby bar.
Yeah.
Let's try this thingy out. Yeah. I don't know.
Will this work? We'll see. This resort in particular, it was Dreams Royal Beach was where I went. And I've got to say, possibly the best entertainment I've ever seen at a resort
the fuck
in
out of here.
Life.
Stop it.
There was pyro. There was like, so they would do different theme nights. So one night was a Madonna tribute show. And you hear Madonna tribute show and you're like,
Yeah, okay.
You hear Madonna tribute show Dominican Republic and you're like,
How long does it take me to drown myself?
Yeah. I will say this. Holy crap. She was so friggin' good.
Really?
It was insane. And there's a live band that's playing along as well. They had like dancers, like an insanely good dancers that were like, half of them could have been in Cirque du Soleil. Like, I'm watching this going, you've got to be kidding. And the other half could be on tour with Madonna. They're so good.
Wow.
And then like the next night they did a rock show, which was interesting. There was a guy who you will look at him perform. He's the male singer of this rock show. And he looks like he's also a Michael Jackson impersonator. Because he's got like he's got the makeup on, and you're like, I think he's an MJ impersonator, but he's singing Journey. So anyway, they do some rock songs, and then this female singer comes out, and they start playing Guns N' Roses, and she starts singing, and I'm like, who the hell is this, and why is she at this resort? Like, put her on American Idol or something like that.
Really?
This is insane.
Dang.
She was so damn good, and she's hitting the notes. And then they did AC/DC Highway to Hell, but I wondered if they changed it to try to make it a little more friendly, or if it was just the accent.
Highway
in.
To Puerto Plata.
No. So this is how it sounded. She's like, I'm on a highway again. Da-na, highway again. And I was like, are you saying again, or is that just the way it sounds? But holy crap, was it
good?
Ever good.
Wow.
They did a pop hits night, so you had like a Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga and all this. Oh my God. I was blown away. Every time I would go to one of these shows, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, why are you here?
I was fully expecting you to say it was going to be shit. That's great.
I've been to some of those.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
The very much like, let's
me
see
too,
how it goes
too.
Nights. Yeah. But this was, exceptional. Absolutely wow. exceptional. And I don't know, maybe it's that I haven't been to a concert in a while.
Our expectations are so low right now.
Bar is very low.
Yeah. You know what? I will go on the highway again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm totally into that.
Yeah.
You know what I always find weird about the entertainment at a Caribbean resort, though, is, and God bless them for trying, but the person who goes up there and plays, I don't know, Michael Jackson in the Michael Jackson tribute is the same guy that was making me a chocolate monkey at the bar earlier.
No.
And he probably made the beds yesterday afternoon. Like, this is just part of their work day.
No, I'll tell you, these were like, you could tell they're in studios, they're practicing, they're doing choreography, all of this stuff. I was like,
good.
Holy cow. It was just, yeah, really, really great. And it was nice to just get away. I think I set this up in a way. Or we set it up. I shouldn't say I did. We set this up in a way where the toughest decision we had to make every day was beach or pool.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that was it. That was all we wanted. That's all.
What did I tell you? Oh, there we are. We're back on.
And we're back.
We just, I don't know why. It just kicked out for a second.
Right before we started the podcast.
How Dominican was this Madonna tribute? Did they do like Poppy Don't Preach and shit like that?
No. No. I will say that the one
Material
part,
Senorita?
The one part.
Like a Virginita.
Yeah. The one part of the Madonna show that was very authentic was the La Isla Bonita. It sounded very Spanish. So it worked.
Cuatro minutes to save the world.
Yeah. Count them down. Yeah, it was excellent. But it was great because you hear them singing and it made me think about singing in a different language. First of all, singing in one language that's your native language is tough. To be a good singer is not easy. And then you've got them singing in a different language that is clearly not their first language. So you've got this one woman who's doing a Lady Gaga and is insanely good, insanely good. And then afterwards she's like, I hope you are all having a very good time tonight. And I'm like, huh? How did that happen? I'm like, you said those words fine in the song, but when you speak it, you can't. It's just, it's amazing to me. It's like singing is a different language.
It
you
is.
Are, I told you.
It
you
is.
Cannot see my Joker face.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. I read such a great time and yeah, the choice
we're
between
get emails over this, are we?
Oh fuck,
like,
no, this is not. I mean, it's all we're talking about is some of the less than great performances at some of these resorts. That's all.
That's it.
And that's fine.
Did you bring back the new Punta Cana variant or anything like that?
I don't think so.
We sat you next to the sanitizer.
I know. I know.
That was not on purpose, by the
Allura.
Way.
Allura. Yeah. I believe that's Spanish too.
Yeah. Allura. Yeah. Try it now. You know what is funny is try to watch shows and movies that are dubbed over in Spanish.
Yeah,
that's
I
a,
do.
That's
I have
a different experience.
I thought that I'd hate it. Did you watch Money Heist or do you watch Money Heist?
No.
Great show on Netflix. It's dubbed. And at first I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm going to hate this. But I actually quite liked it. It was pretty good.
Oh, it's the other way around when you're there because you're watching like regular movies, yeah. English movies, and then they're all dubbed in Spanish.
They're all dubbed in Spanish.
And you're like, huh.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that because you don't understand it.
Yeah. And I try. And that's the thing is I tried. And Scott will know this specifically because he's heard me do this where I can do some accents here and there. And I'll say a few words and it sounds like I know what I'm talking about, but I would be caught like red-handed.
Yes.
That I don't.
If there's any follow-ups,
yeah.
He's fucked.
I'm
done.
Screwed. It's over,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's done. I'm done. So like there was one night go to the restaurant and we go to sign in and the hostess says, hola. And I went, and she's like, hola, hello, how are you? And I went, buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás? And she's like, oh, blah, 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 and just starts speaking Spanish like super fast. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I feel like Spanish isn't hard, but just slow the fuck down.
It's
if
fast.
You just go slower, I could probably pick up more than I currently do.
Yeah, it's fast. Yeah, and then my head was spinning and I'm like, no habla español. And she's like, okay, you want table for two? And I was like, yeah.
Okay, white guy.
And yeah. Dos cerveza, please.
Yeah, and I'm trying to like remember my room number, and I'm like, cuatro, dos, cinco, uno. And I'm all proud, and she's like, mm-hmm. It's like, that's Sesame Street, my friend. Like,
you should be performing over at the You Tried Club.
Yeah, yeah, go to the You Tried Club show tonight. Get up there and try. But, you know, and it's one of those things that I always wanted to learn the language and do better with it. Because of these experiences, I want to go and have a conversation. And it's pretty awesome to me to be able to have that communication with somebody else. And then I tried. I sounded like I knew what I was talking about. But then the brick wall hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Busted.
What you said.
Okay, well, welcome back, Dave. We're certainly glad you're here.
No comment on my tan or anything. You guys are dicks.
You barely tan. Every time you come back from the crib, you spend majority of your fucking day like laying under trees and hiding underneath those beds that they have by the pool and stuff.
Yeah, I go Casper to tomato, and there's no in between.
I'm similar.
But I'm very proud. I didn't burn once this whole trip.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. But I stand in the mirror nude, and I look, and I'm like, I definitely have tan lines. I'm very proud. I'm not going to strip down here, but I do.
What do you do? You just like look at yourself and you're like,
I just go,
look at me.
Those are two different colors on my body. That's
you
about
give yourself
it.
A little, good for you.
No, I go, A bit too much rice. I was at the buffet and I had rice and potatoes at the same
time. Nine French toasts later, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Did you go back down the tequila popper road?
No, I'm retired from tequila poppers.
Dave and I were in the Dominican together once. We weren't even there for an hour, and he was on the floor because he was going toe-to-toe with listeners on a trip drinking tequila poppers. Like, he almost fucking died.
Does anyone know what a tequila... Do you know what a tequila popper is?
No, I actually don't know what... It sounds I wouldn't have it, but
you know those
me.
Little, like, the little... thin glasses, a little like short, what do you call those?
Like a rock glass.
Sort of, yeah. They're a little thinner, and you basically put a shot of tequila in and then Sprite or 7-Up, whichever your choice. And you put your hand over top of the cup. You shake it and slam it so it all turns to foam. And then you drink the foam and you don't taste the tequila.
Really?
Yeah. If I remember correctly, it was 18 in the first hour.
You tasted it the next day.
What?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we've ever told that story or not.
I don't know either, but it was funny.
I've never even heard of that before.
Yeah, a tequila popper or Dave almost dying in the Dominican?
No.
I ended up with alcohol poisoning and heat stroke in the first day of this trip with listeners. Because I still remember these Polish guys from Kitchener.
Yes.
That I was going drink with, which was the dumbest thing I ever did. And I went...
You trying to outdrink a Polak is ridiculous.
Oh, it's stupid. But I did learn how to pray in Polish.
How did you remember that?
Because that's the kind of bullshit he does, and it makes you think he can speak Polish.
Exactly.
But he can't. Ask him a follow-up question.
Follow-up about God. You tell me more in Polish.
All I can do is... I think Szczęść Boże means God bless you. I think that's as far as I can go. Dziękuję is another one.
Did you learn that on the trip?
Partially, yes.
That's what the priest was saying over top of him.
That's right. Yeah. The whole time saying Hail Mary, and I'm like, Santa Maria,
Marca Boja. When they were bringing you back to life. Yeah,
please put my soul back in my body. The tequila poppers were dangerous because you don't taste it, right? And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, that's a lot of tequila.
I didn't even know that was
It was so
a thing.
Bad. So we did this waiting for the rooms to be ready. So when we got to the resort, they weren't ready yet. So we're doing this at the lobby bar. I just distinctly remember turning around and it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, what? I thought we got here during the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was bad. But the heat was the worst part because I got sunburned really bad the first day. And we get up in the morning. We're going to host some pool games. And Scott's like waking up at 7 in the morning at the resort. And I'm like, you're a dick. So I go to...
One of us had to work.
Yeah. I go to the pool.
Since you couldn't even fucking walk.
I couldn't even stand. It was so bad.
Wow.
And so I get... Like, I woke up in the morning. I'm like, I feel very bad right now. I went to the pool. Headache was like just the worst. And I'm sitting there. And I look at Scott. And he's like, what's the problem? And I go like...
sympathy.
Yeah, I'm like, you know the problem. And I'm like, I think I'm going to be sick. So they're like, closest bathroom's right by the lobby. So I'm like, okay, I'm definitely going to be sick. I go running over there and I whip open the bathroom door and there was a cleaning lady in there, cleaning with pure ammonia.
Aww.
So, you know, in like cartoons when you see like Sylvester the cat is sitting there and there's a pie on the windowsill and you see the little waves of scent of pie and it hits his nose. Like, that's what happened. I like saw the ammonia coming and I'm like, oh no, oh no. And as soon as it hit my nose, I turned, I looked at her to my right. Then I looked straight ahead at the mirror and the giant sink in front of me and had an exorcist moment of just like my soul leaving my body. Vomiting all over this mirror and this,
right in front of the maid,
and the woman's cursing me out like in Spanish, like "Oh yeah, Dios mío," and it's like yelling at me because she's now gonna deal with this nonsense, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, right? I'm trying to, and I'm using my arm trying to like scoop it into the sink, just trying anything I could to save this woman the trouble. And I'm like, I don't care what you get paid. I don't care if these jobs are very good here in the Dominican. What's happening now is not worth whatever you're getting paid.
Did you do something for it? Did you at least try to clean
it? I left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left the bathroom, so I didn't do any more of it. But I get back to our group, and we had a chaperone, and I use that with gigantic air quotes. We had a chaperone on our trip, somebody who worked with us at the radio station, who was an elder statesman, if you will, and they said, okay, yeah, we know what to do with this. And he gave me two little blue pills and said, take these, go back to your room, and have a nap. You'll be fine. And I said, okay. So I did. Took them, went back to the room. I didn't know what it was, but it was like to the point where I don't think I could keep water down. So I have these pills. And don't forget, this is about 8:30 in the morning.
Right.
So that night.
On the first full day.
On the first full day. So I wake up at like 7 o'clock at night, and we had a dinner at 7:30 with all the listeners. So I get up, and I'm like, I have drool. Like my whole face is covered in drool from sleeping on my side. And I was like tripping. My hands were waving, and I was like, this is nuts. Like, I don't know what's going on. I went down. I wasn't sick anymore, but I went down and sat at the table, and I was just like, okay, here I go. And Scott's like, are you okay? Like, no sympathy, like he said. Are you fine? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. And then I asked him, like, what did you give me? And they said, oh, it's like a muscle relaxant. And I was like, oh, okay. And then his wife says, how many did you give him? And he's like, I gave him two. And then she goes, you take a half of one for your, if it's like medicated or whatever. He's like, you take half of one. So I had four times the dosage.
Oh my God.
I could have honestly morphed into a beanbag chair. Mm-hmm. That's how my bones didn't feel connected to me. I was like, nah, just falling to the ground. The rest of the week, all I drank was chocolate monkeys because that's all I could stomach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't mean to seem insensitive, but Dave was refusing to acknowledge the problem.
Yeah.
He had just puked out an entire person.
Yeah.
And he saunters back to the bar as I'm getting ready to jump on and do my thing. And he just stinks of booze and puke, and his hair's all messed up.
Disaster.
And he spilled shit on himself.
Nose is blistering from the sunburn. It's like little spots of blood. Like, it was just...
And he looks at me and he's like, I think I got heat stroke. No shit. No fucking shit. Go clean yourself up and get back down here, because I don't want to do water polo with 40 listeners for 3 hours on my own.
It was awful. But I learned my lesson. It's like, okay, you can play tequila poppers, but you got to be careful, because that game can get out of hand way quick.
The dangers of mixing back medication with tequilas.
Right?
One you should have learned. Yeah.
Prescription strength Robaxacit with a tequila popper chaser is no good. It's no bueno. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
I did jokingly mention that a new variant, and guys, hey, we've got a new variant. The health minister of South Africa, Joe Fela, says that they've seen a dramatic rise in cases, and it appears to be being driven by this new variant, which is, I guess, would be the Echo variant. We've already had the Delta variant.
I guess so. Is that, yeah.
It's the South Africa variant, basically. Although they've also seen it in cases in Hong Kong and Botswana.
No.
Before, poor Botswana, eh? It always gets shit on.
Yeah. When is Botswana going to get a break?
How many cases? And this is a rhetorical question, but it's a serious question for Justin. Yeah, no, just for Justin, because he's in charge of the planes. How many cases are going to come to Canada before you say, well, we should shut down the travel. We should shut down the flights from South Africa and Hong Kong and Botswana. How long are you going to let this go before you deal with it? Or are we going to be proactive this time?
Yeah, history says it'll take a month, maybe two.
Honestly.
So what's the solution then? Shut it down now?
Shut her down.
Yeah.
Shut before this fucking thing gets out of control and comes here, shut it down.
Shut them down, closing up shop.
We should have.
Whoa.
Oh, it's an echo. Yeah, we should have learned our lesson by now. I mean, yeah, that's an obvious one for me, but... We'll see.
I'm going to talk about the death of Wyatt and Willie coming up in a minute.
Oh,
don't. No, it's a happy story. He's reunited with all the other Wyatt and Willies that have died.
That's right.
This is like the 11th Wyatt and Willie.
There are no shadows in heaven.
You
the Wyatt and Willie story.
You won't have to work again. Yeah.
It's always an early spring in heaven.
Run free, young groundhog.
And I'm also going to tell you why I'm going to court today. But first off, yesterday, we heard a little more from Dr. Kieran Moore. Listen to this fucking guy.
Next question.
From Colin DeMello at CTV News. Hey there. Good afternoon, Dr. Moore. So 5 to 11-year-olds who are getting vaccinated as of today, they are going to get a vaccine certificate and a QR code. I'm wondering if the province is planning to apply the same certification rules to that age group as applies to everyone else 12-plus. And should private organizations, in your view, like sports venues, like the Rogers Center as an example, apply vaccination rules, proof of vaccination requirements to that age group 5 to 11?
Watch how this fucking guy stick handles this question. Uh-oh. It's great.
Because this is such a new rollout, and we want parents to feel confident in the decisions that they make and not feel coerced by any means, we want them to make a judgment based on the risks and the benefits of the vaccine. And in my opinion, the vaccine's benefits far outweigh any risk. We do not anticipate putting verification process or making it applicable to the 5 to 11-year-olds. The government has not made any decision in that regard. Any independent business can make a decision separate from government, but it would not be our advice at present to include it in any verification certification process. We need time to continue to immunize these children, to continue to demonstrate the safety and efficacy of them. Millions of children are in North America now have received the vaccine. The safety evidence continues to build that they're just as safe as the 12 and over age groups.
If I say the wrong thing, Christine Elliott punches me in the dick.
Mandate their inclusion, in my opinion, and I do believe of that of the government, into the verification certification process at present.
Is he trying to bore COVID to sleep? Is that how this works?
Honestly.
I'm just going to say a bunch of things, and I don't know if it's actually going to make sense. And you're probably going to lose it about 10 seconds in, so I'm just going to keep talking.
This is the leader. That's the guy in fucking charge. He's the chief medical officer of health, and he wouldn't answer the question.
Now
we don't anticipate. Probably not. Maybe. Kinda.
Well, okay. Listen, I'm going to actually come to his defense on this because look what happened when they said things definitively before that they had to change, and then everyone goes, "Oh, you son of a bitch! You don't know what you're doing. You changed your mind. You're an idiot, and you can't win. You cannot win." You can't win.
There's truth to that. Like, I mean, we want
that
answers.
He's an idiot or that is.
Well, little column A, little column B sometimes. No, there is truth to it, though, because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I would never want to roll like that, can I just say? I would never be a chief medical officer of health anyway.
I would.
But I mean, like, I would never want a role like that in any of these roles that we've had to look at, like Doug Ford, all of them, everybody.
I would love
because
it.
Because you can't say anything right.
Scott can't do it. I'd say right now you could not be a chief medical officer because
I tell people what I think of them and I tell reporters how stupid they are.
You can't start every sentence with listen.
Listen. Let me tell you something.
Listen.
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 I don't know how you got in here, but I'm shocked that you're a member of the media. Let me just tell you that.
First of all, here's the deal. Like, what are you, Bubba the Love Sponge?
Is Bubba still around? I haven't heard about him in ages.
Yeah, he's somewhere in like Pinellas County in Florida or something like that.
What is he doing? Is he still doing his show?
Yeah, he's still doing radio as far as I know.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Good for him.
It's not as big an empire as he once had, but...
What happened again? He fucked Hulk Hogan's ex or something?
No,
I forget. we were on air at that time, weren't we?
Yes.
Were we?
No.
I forget the story already.
He let Hogan sleep with his wife.
Oh, and it was videotaped, wasn't
it? One of the people that worked for his show videotaped it.
Gotcha. Those were the days. That shit was great.
When times were so much easier.
so much easier.
When all we had to worry about was somebody else's adultery.
Honestly. And we could talk about it for weeks.
Yeah.
Such good content.
Is Ned still alive or did the COVID get him? Okay. Let's see here. Oh, you mentioned IKEA, our podcast sponsor for this episode. I do want to mention another Black Friday deal because I promised them I would.
Okay.
I think most people know that I work for the Toronto Rock. I'm the in-game host. And this year, the Toronto Rock are playing at First Ontario Centre in Hamilton. That's great. The lower bowl is going to be full for every game. Maximum capacity includes the upper bowl. It's cheaper. There's parking there. But a lot of people are saying things like, well, why are they the Toronto Rock if they play in Hamilton? That is none of my area to answer that question, but I will say...
Listen.
It's all the same GTHA, and no one would question it if they were playing in Mississauga. They could still be Toronto. Why does it matter if they're playing in Hamilton? It's just a name. Go to the home opener, Saturday, December 4th. Today for Black Friday, it's a BOGO. You buy one ticket, or you buy your main ticket at regular price. The second ticket is free.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah. That was a great deal.
Some restrictions apply. You can get that deal at torontorock.com. It's National Cake Day today.
Yes, it is. You know how much he loves cake, right? How many details has he gone into with you
on
this?
I've never had a straight-up conversation with him directly one-on-one about his love for cake, but I've heard it through the podcast and through shows and the weird, like, I'm not even going to call it weird because what you do is what you do. But
everybody does something fucked up.
Yeah, but I was just like, sometimes you just don't need to know all that stuff. And that's how I feel about this.
It's a thing.
Everybody, as soon as I tweeted it this morning, started messaging me. Oh, you're getting some cake today. Mm-hmm. And listen, here's what I want to tell you fucking sickos that message me about this shit all the time. Listen here. This is me standing at the podium.
You don't do that in the
Queen's
bedroom
Park
with your girlfriend. Listen.
Listen here.
Your ass, that cake.
No, that's where my coaching years come into play. And that's when I pull out the whiteboard and I say, okay, so you're going to go here and you're going to sit in the cake. I'm going to come around behind you here and...
You have a whistle and everything. Naked except a whistle.
Do it again. Do it again.
You're throwing penalty flags. Offside. All of it. But I love that people have now associated you as like the cake guy. You're like the new Betty Crocker, except it's weird.
I'm like Buddy Velastro.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's true. I'm the boss.
I'm the cake boss. But so many people heard that segment, and then they heard the consequential conversations that came afterwards in the podcast about cake sitting. And so many people tease me about it, and I used to deny it. And I used to say, you know what? Fuck it. I think now I'm just going to lean into it, and I'm going to be the cake sitting guy. But this is notice to all girls in the future that may end up dating me. I'm going to put you, your naked butt is going to sit in a cake. How about that? Now everybody knows it's happening.
There's
except my girlfriend.
That conversation has never happened. It's weird, right?
Every time it comes up, she just looks at me and rolls her eyes like, you better fucking not.
Don't even ask me. Don't even look at me.
Like every birthday she's dreading.
Oh, fuck, his birthday's coming up.
You're walking through Costco and Scott's just looking at those gigantic slabs of cake that feed 80 people. You're like...
Black Friday sale on sheet cake. Scott's like,
that's it, a sheet cake. I couldn't remember the name of it. Yeah, he's like, give me a sheet cake. And then when the sheet cake is eventually...
Tarps are also on sale. Bonus.
He's covered the room like he's Dexter. He's about to lay down a kill. So as the cake gets shown for the first time, and it's kind of like, oh, I guess this is happening. That's when you look to the corner of the room and Wilfred Brimley is also there saying, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes. It's a lot of sugar cake right there.
What's your favorite cake, though? Round table.
For something like this, you're probably well advised to go just straight up normal chocolate or vanilla. Now, if it's a special occasion, you can go like hazelnut if you want to do like the Nutella vibe.
Okay.
You could even do like if it's summer and you want something lighter, you'll go with like more of a fruit-based cake, like a strawberry-based cake. You know what I mean?
Now what's yours though? What's yours? What's your go-to? Does anybody like cake?
Whatever's on sale. Cake. I don't want to fucking eat it per se.
Whatever's on sale. Cheap bastard, right? Eh? Whatever's on sale.
Why
says.
Fuck would I spend more if I don't have to? She's going to put her ass in it.
No, not for putting your ass in, for actually eating it. Or do you eat it after she puts her ass in it?
Well, you eat the part that's on her ass, but you don't eat the fucking cake afterwards. What, do you think I've got cutlery in my bedroom?
I don't fucking know what you have. I don't know what you have.
It is actually possible. I don't even know what's in some of those drawers.
Yeah, you know when he takes like a bowl of spaghetti with you, he's like, I'm going to watch TV in bed tonight.
He just pulls out a spork.
Yeah. He has just one of those like little wooden ones that you get, a reusable, and you're like, I just have to rinse it, and it's clean.
I got a Swiss Army knife, but it's all utensils on it. I just whip that out.
Hey, he's broken half of it, so he's eating a cake with a screwdriver. Or a corkscrew.
Just like a surgeon, he's got them all lined up on a metal tray.
It's
ready
Dexter.
To go.
He's dextering people with cake.
Filthy. And just as ashamed when he throws out all the used tarps the next day.
Yeah, like does anybody question
throws it in the ocean so nobody knows.
Yeah, when he goes on vacation just so he can throw the tarps in the ocean. Which the marine life
Dave,
really
you got room in your suitcase?
Yeah. Hey, are you doing a carry-on or anything? Or I'm like, no.
No reason.
The mayor of the town of South Bruce Peninsula is defending the decision to keep the famous weather prognosticating groundhog's death a secret for about a year. Janice Jack. Mayor Janice Jackson says she was protecting the Wyarton Willie brand when she didn't disclose until this week that the groundhog that we all rely on for weather forecasts fucking died almost a year ago. And they didn't tell anybody. They say the town has now publicly acknowledged Willie's death this week, months after he did not make an appearance on Groundhog Day. A brown groundhog will step into the role of the dead one next year. Do we have to call it a brown groundhog? Why can't it just be a groundhog?
Sounds pretty fucking racist to me.
Yeah, why do we have to point that part out?
Yeah.
So groundhog's a groundhog.
I didn't know. Are groundhogs different colors? I didn't even know that. Is that true?
Apparently there's some. Well, Willie was an albino groundhog. So
right,
he was a white groundhog, if you will.
Yeah.
And now they're replacing, they specified with a brown groundhog.
Well, they have to because it's probably hard to find an albino groundhog. Is it not?
So your options are a little fucking limited. Oh, I get it. So you're wondering if they are declaring it because they're like, listen, it's not easy to find an albino groundhog.
Well, go back to your childhood. A lot of people might have been in the scenario where they were told later on in life that your mom actually found your goldfish dead, got you a new one while you were at school, so you wouldn't know, or your hamster, or your guinea pig, or your fill in the blank. She was hoping to pull the same shit, but you couldn't find an albino one.
I actually relate to this mayor right now. I'm struggling. I'm struggling.
You've
I don't know that
parent.
I don't know if I want to say this out loud.
Do it. Do
right.
it.
This is the place.
I'll share my story if you share yours.
So my daughter has two hamsters. Had two hamsters.
Yeah, there it is.
One of them passed away this week.
This is recent.
This is raw.
Yeah, they die when you don't feed them while you're in Puerto Plata.
While you're partying.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, one of them passed away. They've outlived the expectancy at this point. But I haven't told her yet because I don't want to tell her over the phone or anything like that. She doesn't live with me, so I don't want to tell her that and then not be there to support her through it because she might be really sad. She may also just be like, oh, fact of life. Yeah, I knew they weren't going to live that long. But I don't know yet. So I kind of feel for this mare a little bit right now.
Wow. Maybe you should slide it into the regular conversations you have. Like, hey, sweetie, how are you? I'm glad to be back from my trip. I missed you a lot. How's school? The groundhog or the hamster is dead, by the way. And what do you want to have for dinner tonight?
Hey, I saw the new Ghostbusters movies out this weekend. Maybe we can go check that out. I know Bingaman's Gift of Lights is happening. It's really nice. I love Christmas. Yaya's dead. And also, I was thinking that tomorrow we can decorate the tree.
You should. Did you already dispose? I assume. Okay. Dumb question. You've already disposed of the carcass?
Yes, because I have a wife.
Yeah.
Who did not want it to remain in the freezer.
Well, you put it in the freezer first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So you should have taken it out of the freezer and put it in, let her find it, because it's a process of life. It's one that scars me to this day.
Oh,
my parents did that to me.
Wait a minute.
So no fear that somebody's going to reach into the freezer for a snack and get like a hamstersicle?
No,
just put it back in the cage. It'll thaw out and then she finds it.
Hear me out.
It does scar me a little bit, so maybe that's a bad idea. But listen, when we were young, it was my brother's hamster. I had a guinea pig. My brother had a hamster. And my parents realized that after there was a big chunk of lettuce that was just sitting there for a couple days, and they're like, the lettuce is rotting. And then they were, oh, shit, the hamster's dead.
I thought you were going to say that. Oh, wait, that was the hamster, not the lettuce.
No, it was because it hadn't eaten. So the lettuce was going bad. So my parents decided, no, we're not going to dispose of this. We're going to let them find it. So sure enough, my brother goes downstairs where we kept the hamster, and we are all down. And I remember it. Like, that's the crazy part is I remember being like, oh, play with the hamster. We were out for the day. Maybe it was school. I don't remember. And then we're playing with the hamster. We're going to play with the hamster. And my brother's like, Gizmo. And there was a little toy that my sister took, and she just jabbed.
Oh no!
She jabbed the hamster, and of course, not just flopped around a little bit. She goes, "Mom, Dad, hamster's dead!" And my brother's lips started to quiver. He's like, and then later we found out my parents knew. They just wanted them to figure it out. Like, yeah, your hamster's dead, because they didn't want to say the words.
What lesson was learned in that?
Don't know.
That's what I'm struggling with here.
It was the best fucking moment ever. Rob, Mom, Dad, hamster's dead.
Over the corner, your brother's dying. He's like, no.
You know what? Brutal honest truth. Fact of life. I'm with you on the fact of life. Sometimes you gotta just say it straight. honey, what was it? Yaya? Yaya's dead.
Yeah. By the way, Yaya, if you were wondering, was named after one of the characters from The Sandlot. That's how cool my daughter is.
Mm. Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, she's coming over this weekend and I'm going to have that conversation. I'm not putting the hamster back in the thing, though.
Okay. I'm just saying, you could do it.
I believe her exact words were, put it back in the cage and let it thaw.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Like it's a fucking chicken breast she might eat later.
Because here's the other thing. There's another hamster in there. So
that's not good. Yeah. No.
We're going to make this a much better situation. She comes in and the other hamster's eaten half of the other one. Yeah, that's definitely what we want to show. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Question for you. Did you get them at the same time?
Yeah.
Did you get the... Are you kind of worried about how the other hamster's feeling?
No, it seems like that one's thriving.
Really?
Loving life right
good.
Now.
Good, okay.
Twice as much food.
Yeah, wanted a bachelor apartment for a long time, I guess.
Wow. Stretch its legs a little bit.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, everybody's situation is going to be different, but I'm sure people are going to send me advice on what I should do. Should I just tell her now? Should I put the hamster back like Kat suggests?
Well, you could. And do you do a proper funeral? Would that help?
Yes.
See, and that's
Let's do a fucking funeral.
Let's. Scott wants to be a part of it. Can we be there?
You want to do a eulogy?
I'll bring cake. Of course you will, you sick bastard.
To answer your other question, when you have a guinea pig and a hamster together in the same cage, that's where you... What?
No, you don't do that.
No, you can't do that.
No.
But that's where albino groundhogs come from.
No, is that what it is?
Take that, Mayor.
Anyway, now that we're out of time, long story short, the mayor of South Bruce Peninsula, basically, if you want to create a scandal here, covered up the death of Wyatt and Willie.
That is a scandal.
To protect the brand of Wyatt and Willie and probably her bottom line. The brand is not very good.
What is the brand? How much money do they make off of that? Because let's talk money here for a second, because I feel like there's money at play here. Do people buy a lot of merch, right? I don't get those people. I don't get you people that show up at 7 o'clock in the morning dressed as a groundhog waiting to see a groundhog come out. I don't get it. It's not for me.
Painting whiskers on your face and shit.
No, I don't get it. I watch it on the news every single February 2nd that we do the show. The news is on in the background. What the fuck are you doing?
You know, you got that crazy bastard with the top hat on and shit.
People take their kids out of school for it. It's just not for me. But I assume they make some decent money as I look around and I see those things and all the merch that you can
get. Do people go there for tourism purposes? Like the home of Wyatt and Willie? Does that happen? Yeah. Do people do that?
Sure. If you're driving through Wyatt and you see the sign, home of Wyatt and Willie, go stand with this groundhog statue or whatever it is, I'm sure people pull off and do it. And they probably spend some money in the town while they're there.
I don't get those people. I don't know those people.
Those people are your neighbors and you don't know it.
Probably. No, for sure. I know the type of people. For sure.
Wait, are you judging?
I'm being a little judgy.
It's judgy.
Very
judgy.
At least I'm honest. Maybe I got to go. Maybe I got to go and then I'll understand the hype.
Who creeps you out more, Wyatt and Willie fans or cake sitters?
Or Dr. Kieran Moore? Who could be the replacement groundhog? I'm just saying.
Or Dominican Madonna. Which one is it?
Anyway, the town has publicly now acknowledged Willie's death. They will be doing a new festival this year with a brown groundhog. And again, I don't know why they specified that.
I think it's just because people are going to be looking for a different groundhog. So you got to tell people, hey, just everyone know this is like a
everybody
brown
just
groundhog.
Look towards the front. The groundhog is the groundhog.
Is anyone questioning, like, but where did the new groundhog come from? Did they just pluck one out of a hole and be like, you're the one, and then put it in a new hole and wait until February 2nd to pull it back out of the hole?
Where does it come from? Who's next in line?
And where are they all huddled into one spot and you're just like, eeny, meeny, miny, this one?
Is there a deputy groundhog that steps into the job?
They say this one was the understudy.
They had it all along.
Apparently they've got it lined up. A backup groundhog just in case your one groundhog dies, which apparently happens all the time. Like every other year, another groundhog is dead.
Yeah, of
and
course.
That's their last memory on Earth is some asshole with white gloves and a top hat pulling him out of the hole.
Oh, you see your shadow? Do you see it? And you're like, oh, God.
Do you see why they die? Like, I fucking want to die too. Don't pull me out of my slumber at 7 a.m. or whatever, like on a in a cold February morning.
Why don't they franchise this thing? If they're going to do that with the groundhog checking the weather, then why don't they have a skunk that tells us the traffic report?
You know, that would be terrible. Who are you sending to do that job?
I'm just like, let's just do that. Like, why not? You know, I mean, go for it. A hamster that tells you the weather for today because the groundhog's not available. You whatever.
The shape of his poop will tell us whether it's going to snow tomorrow.
Well, if he poops more than three times, the Leafs won. If he pees before he poops, the Raptors won.
See, it's so dumb. It's so stupid. I hate Groundhog Day. Fuck, that's coming up.
She takes a personal day when Groundhog Day comes
around.
Honestly,
Dave, I might have to take that day off.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I don't know. Why don't they get like Carlton the Bear or something like that and see if he sees his fucking shadow?
I would watch that. He's cute. Let's go.
Exactly.
Okay, all these years, though, I still don't remember which is which. Like, if he sees his shadow, what happens? If he doesn't see his shadow, what happens?
And nobody knows.
That is fucking dumb.
No, every single year I go, I'm going to remember this for next year. And I don't. I don't. So, like, oh, Warren Willie saw his shadow. I'm like, yay. And they're like, no, that's bad. I'm like, oh.
And how about the fact that it's never even correct?
Very seldom is it correct.
Yeah, what is 6 more weeks of winter? Like, I have a calendar and I know how long winter's going to be.
How about the fucking global warming will tell us? How about that?
Yeah, you trust the farmer's almanac, a groundhog, or your calendar?
So dumb.
El Nino. Well, he's just yelling things now.
That was the name of the performer at the resort. That was El Nino doing Madonna songs.
El Nino.
Songs.
Tonight, El Nino, live and in person.
I got to go to court.
Okay, so how much are you... I didn't know how much you were willing to talk about here. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah, I'm on in an hour, so I got to wrap this up. But this is still pertaining... People are going to be shocked. This is because of my divorce. You remember when we separated years and years and years ago? We're still not divorced.
Fun fact, I didn't have any children when Scott separated.
It's true.
It's true.
She now has about 60 of them. A litter of hamsters. 9 hamsters have died since this started.
So much in the world has changed since you first separated.
You're
it's
in generation
crazy.
7 of Wyatt and Willie.
Basically, I bet you that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, today is the case conference. So today we meet with the judge and our lawyers will talk and they'll figure out if there's any means of resolving this without going to the whole trial process. So very common. It's procedural. It happens in just about every divorce that goes the court route. So yeah, I've got to go to court. So now I'm going to get this podcast up. Then I'm going to go put the top half of a suit on because it's by Zoom. And I'm good to go.
All right. We wish you good luck.
Scott's going to have a sports jacket and some Fruit of the Looms. That's his outfit. Your Honor, this is egregious. He stands up and like, please sit down. Like, oops.
So that could be a really good cake tonight.
It might be a great cake tonight.
I enjoy it.
Have yourselves a fantastic Black Friday, and we will catch you right back here on Cyber Monday.
The After 9 podcast is powered by Tony Johal, broker at RE/MAX Twin City. Your home sold guaranteed or he'll buy.